Welcome to Flick Through Friday, where I, KCMY, give you a movie review on a TV show, movie, documentary, literally anything you watch on a streaming service to cut your time in half and really get down to brass tacks to see whether the movie you're flicking to is worth it or not. Welcome and thank you for coming and listening. Today's episode is going to be on Bob's Burgers. Bob's Burgers. Oh my God, you can't because we just started. Michael,
we're taking you home.
Michael is here. We got Michael.
Sorry. How's everybody doing?
Awesome. We got Sean.
Hi.
And we got Faustino.
Hey, what up?
And we're talking about Bob's Burgers. This is another movie that I have not seen yet. But as always, just like the actor slash writer that I am, I want to know how everybody else pretty much works into it. And the only time I'm ever allowed to interrupt is to just make small references to the show because I do watch the show. Not as heavily as I would like dissect Rick and Morty, but heavily enough to where I'm just like, I know who these characters are. I know what they would do. All right. So story. What is the story of Bob's Burgers, the movie?
Okay.
Please help me out. Is it anything like South Park, Bigger, Better, and Uncut?
Trying to solve a mystery murder, so not exactly World War
III. No, it's a local. It's about the it's about the restaurant.
Okay.
And about the town.
Okay.
And about the characters.
Fair.
And that's where you know, that's where the show is. The show is about the town
it's
and
the
characters. The
show in the movie form.
And the restaurant. The restaurant is in trouble. Each character has their own arc. You know, Louise wants to be brave. Tina wants to get a boyfriend.
When
Jean
the fuck does she never want
to
get
be
a boyfriend?
A successful musician, you know. And then Bob doesn't want to lose his restaurant. The wife. What the fuck is his wife's name? I don't remember.
Diane.
Louise.
No, that's my mom's name.
Wait, no.
What is
Louise?
Louise.
No,
that's
the daughter's name.
That's the daughter's name.
Tina. Not Tina.
It's not Tina.
Open.
Oh my God. Are you sure it's not Diane? No.
No, Diane is my mom's name.
I think it is.
It's not Diane.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna look at the cast.
Please look it up.
No, it's Diana.
Okay.
It's not Diana. That's Wonder Woman.
I remember it's Diana.
Linda.
Linda. Oh yes, it is Linda.
So Linda is just trying to help all of them.
I'm just gonna like keep this open to like keep everyone on track.
Yeah,
I said,
I told you, I know enough about the characters. I literally, when I watch this, I'm literally looking at their shirts like, oh, it's this one.
Yeah. Casey, did you know it's a musical? There's three big musical numbers.
Why the?
It's not.
Damn it!
There's music, but it's not invasive. They're like more spread out than a Disney movie.
Yeah, true.
There's actually a point where it's about to be a musical, but they interrupted, I think.
Oh, thank you!
Did that do that?
I don't know, Michael. I don't know what you're talking about. Do you?
Okay, maybe they're doing another movie.
I think there was a musical interruption. Like, maybe the one with, like, the robots in the sky?
It was something about how one of them was about to sing, and one of them interrupts them or something.
Do you mean towards the end? You might mean towards the end when the villain is like, tells them like his plan or whatever.
They had their bicycles outside.
Where he invents the robot with the city in the sky.
His dream about he puts on a concert and it doesn't go well because that's Gene's arc. Is that he, you know, throughout the show he's always making music and being a goofball.
Right.
And his thing is like he doesn't do be annoying. He's not actually good at music. He thinks he is, but he's just kind of it's just goofy. You know, he's just playing fart sounds or whatever.
Him, of course, with the fart sounds.
Yeah, but in this new one, he actually legit wants to be a musician. He actually wants to have a concert, wants an audience to love his music.
But he just said he has not taken lessons.
He's never taken a lesson. He makes an instrument out of a napkin holder and spoons. And he thinks it's an instrument. And he actually plans to go on a stage at a concert the Wonder Wharf and play that as an instrument. And at the end, he's really nervous. And his dad gives him a really good pep talk. And that's really nice.
Yeah, it is. It's really sweet.
Yeah.
So how's the acting on this?
It's great. It's the same pace as the show. It's like they're not phoning it in, but I don't think they're going like several steps further than they would in the show.
Okay.
Like, no one acts like too out of character. Everyone's pretty consistent.
Yeah, there's only one new character, and it's the villain. And I didn't like in the Simpsons movie where they added a brand new villain where there's always already so many good villains in the Simpsons universe.
Yeah.
But it was okay in this one because the villain is the I guess this is a big spoiler. Sorry.
It's a mystery movie. Why are we spoiling it?
I don't know. I'll just say that the villain... I mean, it's obvious that the villain is going to be the new character. It's not going to be one of the old characters. Right. But the villain is connected to one of the old characters, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The landlord, Fishorder, he's a big character in the movie. And then his brother, Felix, played fantastically, I think, by Zach Galifianakis. And then Fishorder is... His brother, the landlord, he's played by Kevin Klein. And he was always great on the show. He's so funny. They're just wacky rich guys,
right?
And they're just so. It's just the characters are so great because they're like so rich they can be crazy, and weird. And we all excited because like they're rich, they can do whatever they want. Who cares how they act?
And it also makes me think of that time he was trying to get like his girlfriend, like an old flame, to come back to him.
Yeah,
you know, I remember where she's just like. Had like a dance with one of his shotguns and she fired it from between her legs from the back, and the kids were like, and Linda's like, oh, that is, oh my God, it's hitting me now. Linda, because she always, yes. Linda's like, don't look, heads, because like her and the, God.
Oh, yeah, she had that hamburger suit. I thought it was like one of the funniest things.
You thought it was funny? Good. I'm glad you thought something in the movie was funny, Michael.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, like... And I saw it in the trailer, and, you know, she's got the bikini on. It's like a hamburger.
She's like, sex sells, baby.
Sex sells.
It's summer. It's summer.
Her accent is just so cool. It's like a new... It's a classic, like, New England kind of Jewish...
It sounds kind of like it's Jewish Italian, mom accent. Yeah. Oh, it's like an old Italian... Old Italian, maybe New Jersey, kind of like.
Yeah, something like
that. Yeah. It is in Jersey, right? That's the plot, right?
No, they're not in Jersey. They're like in New England. They're like in Maine.
They're in Jersey.
They're on the shore. You think it's Jersey?
Yeah, like it is.
Jersey
I looked it up. I looked it up. So Bob Bogles is situated in Jersey.
Let me find out.
It's a restaurant. It's situated on a shore. Yeah, because
that pier, like the boardwalk they run, kind of does remind me of Coney Island a bit.
I thought it was actually Santa Monica Pier.
Now, Maine. Whenever I think Maine, I think more fall.
Like the one here in Los Angeles, I thought it's Santa Monica Pier. It says it's
if Santa Monica Pier was like Wonder Wharf, that would be awesome. There are not enough Carnies and Santa Monica Pier. And Carnies are a big part of the movie, Casey.
Oh my
There's
God.
A whole musical number about Carnies. It's great.
Yeah. The Carnies were fun.
Yeah.
Of course.
In fact, the whole plot of the story is they're trying to figure out who murdered this particular Carney.
Yeah, named Cotton Candy Andy. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. Was Cotton Candy Andy or Cotton Candy Dan?
Either... Okay,
one of the jokes is that Fishorder mixes it up and says the wrong name. Now we can't remember.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
What? Yeah,
New Jersey.
So according to this, it's Bouchard. Bouchard is the show's setting. Okay. It's semi-Springfield. It can't be San Francisco, which what many people think. It has all that Victorian architecture.
Obviously, East Coast.
Yeah,
it's
obviously that's what I was going to get to. It has all the Victorian architecture from San Francisco. But because this... But there's just too much... There's so much East Coast in those voices, we couldn't take it out.
Yeah.
It would have been too weird to have her doing that voice, and you'd have to constantly be explaining that she's a transplant or whatever. And because the seaside, it's past its prime dusty old town, we kind of felt like it puts it pretty close to those... Coney Island, New York, Jersey Shore parts.
Exactly.
Okay. So unnamed town, North Jersey Shore, New Jersey.
Yup. Yeah, so we got it.
I know, there's not enough Guidos for it to be.
There's the posse across the street, and then there are the kids that feel like they're about to turn into Guidos, but they're just children.
Wait, which ones? Ain't the twins?
Yes! So they're fucking Guidos in the making.
Those kids are incestuous, and they're weird, and I love them.
I will say one thing about it. It's like, I know Bob's Burgers goes through so many innovations. Like, even in, like, the title show, when you go to the title credits at the beginning, you see how many times he puts on...
Well, that's the joke.
That's the joke. Yeah, and you see it again in the movie. Like, yeah. He's having to reopen it yet again due to this... What was it, like a sinkhole, then a
flood, then they discover a dead body.
Yeah.
Which is one of the murdered Carnies.
It's like, at that point, I would have given up. Like, I know he lives in the same apartment as the business is located, but at that point, I would have moved apartment.
Okay, he doesn't have the ability or money to move.
Yeah, but that's why we love the character, because he has this dream, and they do a flashback to him opening the restaurant. It is his dream. This restaurant is his life. He can't move. That the restaurant is his life, and he's gonna keep doing it as long as he can.
Plus, because, it would be too expensive for him. Yeah,
when they're facing the possibility, when they can't get the loan, and they're facing the possibility that he might lose the restaurant, he loses his shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this restaurant has to keep going, or he cannot keep going. And then when Louise hears that they might lose the restaurant, she loses her shit, and that's why she decides that they have to solve the murder.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So right, then, good, right there. Good summary of the
story. Pretty much. So then it moves into what I kind of like branch off into. There's costuming, but we can also like marry, you know, animation.
Right. I mean,
is it any different?
I like the hat. I'll put it like this. The animation has a lot more shading to it and is a lot more smoother.
That's what I was going to get into.
It looks good. It looks better than the TV show, which is what you want out of a movie based off of a TV show. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. More fluidity.
You know how Rugrats was? Like, you could tell it's a show, but when it came to a movie, they kind of made it darker and more serious looking than Rugrats.
It was more cinematic.
And it didn't have the black things at the top. I think that's called the ratio of that is what is it, 16:9?
It's 18:9.
Yeah. Is it 16 by 9?
Is it 16 by 9 or 18 by 9?
So it's four.
It's 16 by 9.
So that's like the widescreen. So it was kind of like that. You could tell it was a cinematic experience.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of wide shots, a lot of crane shots.
They try to make it like an action film, I think.
You know, going up to show you the whole town, to show you the whole park. All that stuff. And that's one of the things. You don't see that on TV. You don't see, you know, shots moving up, craning, and I guess tracking. Not tracking. Do you know what I mean?
No, that is tracking. That's tracking.
Tracking to show you the whole environment. Okay. You don't see that on TV. You see that in movies. And it's great that it was here.
Awesome.
Like, what if they would have made a Family Guy movie?
I think they did
a lot of straight to DVD movies. Yeah, but at this point, it's too late to make a theatrical one.
Yeah, those are all episodes tied together.
That would have happened like years straight ago.
Straight up gone to theaters,
Family Guy movie. But Bob's Burgers beat them to it.
Besides, I think they had big enough budgets at a point where they already look cinematic.
Family Guy has done a bunch of three-part episodes. Like, they did that one three-part episode where it was a murder mystery, and it was on TV, but it looked cinematic. It looked really good.
Their Star Wars parodies are really good.
Mm-hmm. So, Seth MacFarlane figured out how to make something look cinematic on TV, so why waste the money on bringing it to the big screen?
Yeah. But enough about Family Guy. Yeah, let's get back to Bob.
Bob's Burgers. I think we've pretty much covered it all. Yeah. I mean, like, with costuming and cinematography. Oh, we didn't talk about score. I'm sorry.
We did not, Casey. No. Okay. It's perfect. That was literally the next thing. Because, I mean, you guys talked about how it was going to be musical.
Right, and the song.
It got interrupted.
The music was pretty good.
Yeah, the songs were good and catchy. Oh, and then, did they have the classic? I mean, with the theme song is kind of ukulele, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a whole ukulele.
I can't do it. It's fine. But, you know, there's some action scenes that had very good up-tempo music that made it, again, seem cinematic and forgetting in action-y.
The jingles to, like, the musical segments were pretty catchy and, boppy.
Yeah.
Especially, like, the Carney musical number.
The Carney music was great, and that really let Louise shine. She had a cool part on that where she started tapping on top of an RV.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Hmm. So definitely, guys, check out Bob's Burgers. It is currently in theaters, and
it's 6 out of 10.
I'll give it 7 out of 10.
I also like how he gives the revealing of Tina's hat.
Mm. You mean Louise's hat?
Louise's hat. How you know when he was a kid, he had his mom, and his mom gave him a hat. It's a whole hat. She used to wear a beanie.
Yeah, there was a whole art to this.
Yeah, she used to wear a beanie. And so he wanted to give her a hat that reminded him of his mom.
Yeah.
And that is the whole issue of the hat.
The whole thing is she's afraid of taking her hat off.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And kids make fun of her because she never takes her hat off. And then she thinks that she's not, because she can't take the hat off, she's a baby, she's not brave. Like, but that in the end, she realized that she is brave.
Yeah.
And she can do anything.
The hat
she
was basically a reward for being brave.
Yeah, and she basically saved the day.
Yeah.
I also remember her, like, roasting the fuck out of anybody who really came for those bunny ears, bro.
Yeah, and she does. But there's a scene at the very end where she loses the hat. And, you know, Mr. Frond?
Yeah.
The counselor? She freaks out because she thinks... He thinks she's gonna freak out. She says to somebody, "Go get my puppets. Get all the puppets." Because he thinks she's gonna freak out. But she says, "No, I'm good, Mr. Frond. Don't worry, I'm good." And she puts the hat back on, and she's good. So that is, she has pretty much the biggest arc.
Yeah.
You know, like she always acts like a grown up, but now we know that she is a grown up. She's not just faking it. Now we know that. She can do anything. She's Louise, and she's a badass, and she will do anything for her family.
Louise Belcher in this bitch. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
She's probably gonna run the business after her dad. You know, I mean.
I think Jean would most likely run the business.
No, I think
after
Tina.
She would be like.
Maybe right.
So Tina would be like the manager, and then I guess the son would be.
She wants to be a superstar.
Cook.
Yeah,
he wants to be a rock star.
Right. Okay.
I was gonna say, you know what? I could see Louise doing that. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Like she comes out of those moments and just out of her shell a bit, and away from being like raucous and dangerous for the shits and giggles.
Yeah, but she's gonna do crazy stuff. Like, because remember the very first episode of the show, she changes the burger of the day to say that it has like human.
Yeah,
she tells everyone in her class that their hamburgers have human meat.
Right.
So she's gonna do shit like, if she was the restaurant, she's gonna do shit like that all the time.
Oh yeah.
And while they get successful, who knows?
No, maybe not. But that's what I'm saying. Like
burger or something like that.
Yeah,
I think
free candy. Get free candy with the pedophilic burger.
Right. Like she would literally. Like I think she does that literally for shock and awe. Like she wants people to like look at her. And
yeah,
shit,
she
like.
Wants attention.
So yeah, that's why I was just like, yeah, she probably run the business. Definitely run the business. Can't we get any more attention than being the kid who used to sell that kind of shit when it was coming up in the early beginning? So I'm just like, say what?
She would wear the hamburger suit.
She would literally wear the hamburger suit.
And she would have it go up a little bit. She's a little small.
I mean, still, but you know, she would like. I feel like she kind of takes over after her mom because her mom was kind of bold and because that was originally Bob's suit, right?
Yeah.
His wife.
It was Jean's suit.
It was Jean's suit.
Gene is the one that always wore the...
That's why, the son, yeah, he used to wear it.
Is the one who
yeah, but she decided
at first,
to take
I thought, yeah, Gene would take over as successor, but then
no,
Sean
he's a rock star,
up.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got the rock.
Would, you
yeah,
know what?
Would
I agree.
A rock star.
I think he would take over because he was told, not because he wanted it.
He
you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, well, maybe all three of the kids will work together and all the restaurant together.
Maybe they have different branches, like different ones in the city.
Three-way ownership?
Ones. And they all got next to each other.
Different outlets.
Right. Tina out here living in this nice little apartment over there with her many suitors and
oh,
lovers.
Yeah. Well,
so they would have a restaurant within their own apartment. Their living space would be at the restaurant that they are the manager of. Just like their dad.
Well, Casey, do you want a big spoiler? That's going to make you
sure.
Really happy. Tina finally kisses Jimmy Jr.
Great.
It's awesome. I clap.
Fucking finally.
Yeah. And
I don't watch the show enough to like know how.
Oh, my God.
But you could tell that there was tension there and that's recurring. You know, the will they, won't they between Tina
and
Jimmy Jr. That's a will they, won't they that's been
it was,
the whole
show. It was
mad
annoying because she has dreams about old dude.
Yeah, she had dreams and he's totally oblivious.
Like, huh? What? Like,
hey,
I
Tina.
Know you didn't see. There were moments where I was watching the show where I'm just like, come on, dog. I know you didn't see this shit. But yeah.
I might have seen some things, yeah, like when she had a crush on him, like, I just never really... Like, I've always watched Bob's Burgers kind of like a passively. Like, I'd be doing homework, or I'd be looking up something on Google, or just maybe playing a video game
on my phone.
That's
a good way to watch it, honestly.
Yeah, because I can't understand the subtle comedy. Like, I can't understand, like, how it's funny. One of the most funniest things I just recently saw was when I was doing... I was at the Alamo Draft House. And then, you know, the father, Bob, puts a call through the theater. It's like, what if I come... What if the father goes by himself? And, you know, you can kick the nosy kids out, you know. Does the father have to leave too? Like, no. So he can stay by himself and watch all by himself. Like, yes, so. Like, so I come literally right now and watch a movie by myself. Like, yes, so. What movie do you plan on seeing, by the way? At this point, I don't even care. I'll watch anything. So he's, like, so stressed out with his restaurant that he's willing to, like, have some time to himself.
I don't know, Michael. I just thought it's funny. Canon.
It's not canon, but it's kind of like an advertisement for the theater that the Alamo had.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it fits within the tone of the show, of the dad being so, having to reopen this restaurant and so stressed out that he just wants one day off, even if it's inside of a dark room watching a movie.
Yeah, but he loves the restaurant, and making burgers is all he knows.
That's true, everybody still wants that one moment by themselves. He literally says it. So what if this one guy wanted to come in, be away from his kids, away from his wife, just all by himself, watching a movie?
I don't know, Michael. Like I said, only in this one theater, I don't think they really wanted that to have an effect on the show or the movie. I don't think you're supposed to look into it that much. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
I feel like it was for the fans of that were going to see it at Alamo.
Well, I didn't go there, so it really makes no
difference. Yeah, but other people went there.
I barely go there anymore because I have Regal discounts.
Okay.
But yeah, we should definitely check it out. I'm definitely going to check it out. I keep forgetting. There is an Alamo Draft House out here.
I really
need to go. Definitely see Bob's Burgers. You can catch it in movie theaters everywhere.
And on Hulu and streaming when it comes out.
And pretty much Hulu and streaming when it comes out. It's already out on iTunes right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I hear it's not doing so well in theaters financially.
Oh, damn.
It's whatever.
Help out Bob's Burgers. Go watch.
Don't let them lose their
restaurant or their publishing.
Discount your burger prices, please, so people would be more inclined to buy burgers.
Of course.
Make it like 0.5% off for
buying burgers. You lost me, Michael. It's okay.
Of course. Go check it out. Thanks, guys. Oh my God, thank you so much for spending some time with me on Flick Through Friday. Please let me know if I've been of any help, if I have been any help to you at all. Let me know in the comments on my Instagram and or Facebook. Please be unafraid to shoot me a DM. I am always looking to improve. Once again, I appreciate you making it to the end. You have no idea how much I truly appreciate all of you, each and every one of you. So sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I will talk to you next time on Flick Through Fridays.